让我们来开始今天的主日学。
Dear God, we thank you for the message this morning.
主啊，我们为着今天早上的信息感谢你。
Help us to live, as your children.
主啊，帮助我们作为你的子女而活。
Now we ask your help as we study your word in this class.
我们在这节课学习你话语的时候，主啊，求你来帮助我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are looking at Ephesians 1.
我们一直在读以弗所书第一章。
I hope you have your, paper from last week.
我希望大家还有上周给你们发的这个作业。
I hope that you did your questions.
我也希望大家有真的做作业。
I know that at least one of you did it and left it at home.
我知道至少有一个人他做了作业，但却把作业忘在了家里。
I won't say who.
我不会告诉你们他是谁。
If you do not have a copy, if you will raise your hand, Elder, Yang will give you a copy to follow along.
如果你没有这个作业的话，就举手，然后杨长老会给你一份，这样你就可以跟着一起。
I gave you the questions in the order I want you to study them.
我给大家的这个题目的顺序是我想要让大家来查好来研读的顺序。
But then in here, I'm going to follow a different order, but I will tell you each time.
所以在今天我们讲的时候不会按照这个题目的顺序。
For this first week, I am not going to ask you to raise your hand if you did the questions.
所以这第一次我不会问大家说你到底有没有做作业。
I will give you a week or two to get used to this new system.
然后我会给大家一两周的时间让大家慢慢来习惯这样子的一个流程。
Then I will start to ask you to raise your hand.
然后我就会考大家看你们到底有没有做作业。
Now, Ephesians chapter 1 is in two big sections.
以弗所书第一章可以被分为两个大部分。
The first section is the section that we spent 6 weeks to look at.
然后我们花了六个星期的时间来看第一部分。
Paul's introduction, his rejoicing in the blessings that belong to us in Christ.
那就是保罗所写的这个开头，他讲了在基督里的福气，我们在当中该如何的欢喜快乐。
After those first verses, verses 3 through 14,
在第三到十四节，
the second part of Ephesians 1 is a prayer.
这个三到十四节之后第二部分是一个祷告。
Now, when you are reading Paul's letters,
当你在读保罗书信的时候，
I want to give you something that to me is very helpful in reading Paul.
我想给大家一个建议，就是这个对我自己来说读保罗书信是很有用的。
Sometimes, at least for me, I used to be very tempted to skim across the prayers.
就是对我来说，我有时候好像就容易把这个祷告一扫而过。
I wanted to read where he told me do this, do this, do this, do this.
我就很快的跳到保罗告诉我们要做这个做那个这一部分。
Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
然后告诉我们不要做那个那个那个。
And the prayers I would just kind of hurry across.
然后祷告的部分我好像就匆匆略过了。
I have learned I was making a terrible mistake when I did that.
但是我意识到我这样匆匆略过的时候实际是犯了一个很大的错误。
Because Paul's prayers are full of meaning.
因为保罗的祷告是有很丰富的含义的。
So always take time to stop and read the prayers carefully.
所以当你们读到保罗的祷告的时候一定要停下来认真的读。
Very often he is praying for us.
因为很多时候他是在为我们祷告。
He is praying for those who will read his letter.
他在为那些读他书信的人祷告。
Now, in this letter,
所以在这封信当中，
the first thing I want to ask you, and I hope you read ahead,
我想问大家的第一个问题是，
What is it that motivated him to pray this?
是什么让保罗愿意做这样的祷告？或保罗如此祷告的动力是什么？
Someone who answered your questions and brought it with you. Why is he praying this prayer?
保罗为什么做了这样的祷告？
Okay. Okay. All right, he says, for this reason.
这里说因此。
Now let me, this is too small for you to see, I'm afraid.
啊，我这个可能大家太小了，大家看不太清楚。
But because I don't want my whole Bible to be so covered up that I can't read it, I always print off the scripture.
因为我不想在这个圣经上记太多的笔记，以致我都看不清
经文。And then I am underlining and marking and numbering and writing on the page all week as I read.
所以我就会把这个经文打印出来，然后在这张纸上做笔记。
So the first thing I have is underline for this reason.
所以我做第一件事就是在这个因此下面画了下划线。
That tells me I need to watch for something.
因为这个因此告诉我我要注意了。
He's going to tell me why he is praying this prayer.
因为这里就提示我们说他要告诉我们他为什么这样祷告。
And our brother gave us the two reasons.
然后这个弟兄告诉我们两个原因。
I have heard of your faith and your love, your faith in the Lord and your love towards the saints.
这原因就是我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
That is one of the big reasons.
这是这个其中一个大的原因。
Did anyone find a second reason? I think there are two.
我认为有两个原因，有人发现第二个原因吗？
Okay, all right. The two reasons I think, for this reason, I think is pointing in two directions.
我看到这里这个因此其实是指向两个角度，两个方向的。
It is pointing back to what he already said.
他一方面是指向他刚刚说过的。
They are following Jesus. They have all the blessings that we looked at in verses 3 through 14.
就是我们在3到14节中所看到的，他们跟随耶稣有诸多的在基督里的福气。
And then secondly, looking forward, he has heard of their faith and their love.
然后往接下来看，就是他说他听见他们的信和他们亲爱众圣徒。
Those are the things that cause him to pray this prayer.
正是基于这两个原因，保罗做了如此的祷告。
Now, what does he ask for in this prayer? Did you make a list of the things he is praying for?
那保罗在这里祷告的是什么事情呢？你有没有把这些事情列出来呢？
That they will be enlightened? Yes, okay, that they will be enlightened.
他们的眼睛被光照。
Okay, all right.
使他们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Anyone else?
还有吗？
To know him, okay.
让他们可以认识他。
Anything else?
还有吗？
Okay, well, let's start here. He prays that they will be enlightened.
所以他祷告说希望他们的眼睛可以得心中的眼睛可以被照亮。
And、look in verse 17 at how that enlightenment is going to come.
我们来看十七节这种被光照是如何发生的。
Now, before you even look, let me ask you a question.
在你们看之前让我先来问大家一个问题。
As good students and people who are good at studying,
作为好学生或者是善于学习的学生，
When you think, I want to understand something, how do you expect to go about doing that?
如果你想要明白一件事情，你要怎么做才能明白或者知道呢？
Read.
读。
Study.
学。
Google, right?
或者上网查。
We think almost entirely of enlightenment coming through our brain.
我们好像这种被光照得知识是完全的是从我们脑子里面出来的。
Our study, our effort.
我们的学习，我们的努力。
And that is not wrong.
这么说没有错。
Paul was a scholar.
保罗是一位学者。
He knew how to study.
他知道如何的研究学习。
The very last letter he writes.
在他写的最后一封书信当中。
A few months before he's executed, he's in prison and he says, bring me my parchments. I need to keep studying.
他在监狱中，在他要受刑前的几个月，他就 信中还说到要把这些学习的材料带给他。
There's no Wi-Fi in the prison. I can't use Google. I need my parchments.
所以他没有那个在监狱里没有网络，所以他需要他那些学习的材料。
He valued study.
他很重视学习。
But he also knows that in our human understanding there is a limit.
但他也知道在我们人类的这个认知当中是有一个极限的。
And so in 1 Corinthians 1, 2, and 3,
所以在这个哥林多前书1到3章
he teaches us the spiritual things are taught to us by the Spirit.
他告诉我们属灵的事情是圣灵亲自教导我们的。
And so he prays, starting at verse 17,
所以从第17节开始
and I don't know the Chinese equivalent here, but in English it starts with that,
所以他祷告的是什么呢?
And every time in Paul you see that word, he's usually starting a list.
在这个英文中他每次用到这个指示代词的时候他通常接下来要说的就是祷告和这个列表。
He is praying that God will give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
所以这里他祈求的是那赐人智慧和启示的灵将他赏赐给你们。
He knows...that we can't understand fully what God wants us to understand purely through our knowledge alone.
他知道我们没有完全的没有办法靠着自己的智慧完全的明
白神想让我们知道的。The Holy Spirit must enlighten us.
所以我们必须要靠着圣灵的启示。
I would encourage you to mark that somehow in your Bible.
所以我想让大家在你的圣经中标记这一点。
And then when you each day do your Bible reading,
当你每天读经的时候
to start with Paul's prayer,
都要像保罗的祷告一样这样开
始 wherever you're reading in Scripture,
不管你在读经的时候
to begin with this prayer,
每次读经之前都这样祷告
God, as I study your word today,
主啊，当我今天来学习你的话
give me the spirit of wisdom,
给我那赐人智慧的灵
and reveal the knowledge of you.
给我这启示的灵让我真的知道你
Because he can open our hearts and our minds.
因为他可以张开我们的眼睛我们的心
To understand far beyond our human understanding.
使我们能够明白超乎我们人类知识水平的
So he prays that their eyes will be enlightened, that the spirit of knowledge will open up their eyes.
所以保罗这样祷告说求神能开他们的眼睛让他们眼睛能够看到
And then he tells them what will happen as a result.
然后保罗接下来告诉他们结果是什么呢
And you've listed most of these already.
您已经列了这些东西
Because their eyes are opened by the spirit.
因为他们的眼睛被圣灵开启
Verse 18
第十八节中
Here's what will happen
会发生什么呢
They will know the hope to which he called you
那就他们能知道他的恩召有何等指望
They will know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints
并且知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
And they will knowVerse 19, the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us.
第十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Three things they will know as the Spirit enlightens them.
所以当圣灵照亮他们的眼睛的时候，他们就会知道这三件事情。
The hope that they have.
他们所有的指望。
The riches of their inheritance.
他们基业的丰盛
and the greatness of his power.
神能力的浩大
Now this week I was reading through this section almost every day.
这个星期我基本上每天都在读这一部分
You know, if I ask you, what is, if you could just know one thing.
如果你能就是只知道一件事情
If God said to you, okay, I'm going to teach you one thing, what do you want to know?
如果神对你说我只会教你一件事情你想知道什么呢
You know, sort of like the old children's story about catching the genie in the bottle. And you have three wishes.
哦，就是像那个老的那个故事书里讲的小朋友你要逮那个精灵然后问他一个问题。
And I always said, okay, I would wish for this.
我通常都说我要许这个愿。
For this.
许那个愿。
And then for three more wishes.
我还要再第三个愿望我就希望再来三个愿望。
But if God said, okay, let me enlighten you, what do you want to know?
但如果神对你说，让我来光照你，你想知道什么呢？
These ought to be three things we would say, this is what I want to know.
所以我们这三件事情就是我们要对神说我想要知道的三件事情。
What is the hope to which he has called me?
就是他的恩召有何等的指望。
You know, I have thought a lot of times, why is it that we become discouraged as Christians?
我通常在想，我们作为基督徒为什么会失望，会灰心？
And we struggle to live the Christian life.
然后我们在基督徒的生活中会有各种的挣扎。
And one reason is this.
其中一个原因就是
when someone says to you something about the real world,
因为当有人告诉你那个真实的世界的时候，
what?Does your mind go to immediately?
你脑子里最先想到的是什么呢？
Here or heaven?
是这里还是天堂？
Here.
Here, right?
是大家通常想到是这里。
This is the real world.
我们通常把这里这个世界想做是真实的世界。
And I was thinking about that this week. I say the same. I think the same.
我这一周在想的时候，我发现，哎，我也是这么认为的。
But really, isn't that kind of silly?
但是这么想是不是有点笨笨的
？A life that is going to live 50, last 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years.
这个只能存在短短的五六十年，甚最多一百年的这个生
活。We call that the real world.
我们把这个叫做真实的世界吗
？And then, life that is going to last forever.
而那个能持续到永恒里的生命
，That's kind of fuzzy.
好像对我们来说是模模糊糊的。
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
难道不应该是另外一种说法吗？
That if I can understand the hope of eternity, that ought to change how I look at this life.
我们对永恒的这种盼望应该能够改变我们在今生的一些看法和观点。
I wrote this year on the front page of my calendar.
我今年在我这个日历的第一页上写的。
So that every day when I look at my calendar,
所以我每天看我日历的时候都会看到。
I will see this question.
这个写的一句话是一个问题。
Will this matter in 2119?
哦，就是这件事情在2119年还重要吗
？In 100 years from now, will this matter?
在一百年之后，这件事还重要吗
？Now it doesn't really matter how old I am. I'm going to be dead in 2119.
不管我现在多少岁，在2119年的时候，我肯定不在这个世界了。
Most people who know me are going to be, everyone who knows me is going to be dead by then.
所有认识我的人在2119年可能都过世了。
I will have been forgotten.
我可能都已经被遗忘。
So, this thing that I'm really, really upset about.
所以现在让我很沮丧的这件事情。
In 2119, is it really going to matter?
在2119年还重要吗
？This battle that I want to win.
然后我现在很想要得胜的这个征战。
Is it going to matter?
在2119年还重要吗
？This thing that oh, I really want this.
这些我很想要紧紧抓住的。
In 2119, is it going to matter that I got it?
在2119年我是否得到他们还重要吗
？This week I was in Ohio to teach.
然后这一周我去俄亥俄州去教导。
And Thursday night, I finished teaching.
然后周四晚上在结束了这个培训之后。
And I saw there was something it said it was the, had been featured in on television as the third best hamburger place in America.
然后我在电视上看到有一个广告说美国第三好的这个汉堡店。
And I, oh wow, I want to go there.
然后我就说哎我想去看看。
But I had already eaten supper.
但我那个时候已经吃过晚餐了。
And it was 10 o'clock at night.
晚上十点钟的时候。
And I'm already getting bigger than my hair.
啊？哦，我已经就是吃得很饱了。
And I decided, no, I better not.
所以我就决定说，我最好还是别去了。
And I went to bed that night, kind of disappointed.
然后那天晚上我睡觉的时候，就好像还是有点遗憾。
But the next morning, I woke up very happy that I hadn't gone the night before and eaten a big hamburger right before I went to bed.
然后，但是第二天早上起来，我就特别开心，幸好我昨晚上没有去吃那个大大的汉堡。
Sometimes to face temptation today, we need to think about tomorrow.
有时候为了面对今日的试探，我们要想想明日。
Paul's audience in Ephesus.
保罗在以弗所书中的这个读者。
Remember, I told you they live in the shadow of a temple to a false god, goddess.
你要知道我给大家讲过，他们当时是住在这个拜假神的这个阴影之下的。
They are surrounded by idol worship.
他们周围的人都是拜假神的。
They have spiritual warfare.
他们有各种属灵的征战。
And it will be easy for them to become discouraged.
所以他们也很容易灰心丧气。
And so Paul is praying for them.
所以保罗为他们祷告。
He's praying, God, please enlighten their eyes.
所以他说，神啊，求你开他们的眼睛。
First, to the hope that they have.
让他们看到他们的指望。
When today seems really hard,
当他们看到那些很艰难的事情的时候，
if I can remember the hope that is waiting for me,
让他们能够看到那在等待在未来的期待和指望，
that will give me some courage for today.
那对未来的盼望会对我今日带来很大的安慰和鼓励。
Second, open their eyes to the riches of their inheritance.
第二点，开他们的眼睛，让他们看到他们的基业是何等的丰盛。
Now we've already looked earlier in this chapter at what that inheritance is.
我们在这一章最开始的时候已经看到这样的基业是什么。
We've already seen the wonderful things that belong to us in Christ.
我们已经看到了在基督里那属于我们的美好是如
何。And we saw last week that through the Holy Spirit, He's already given us the down payment.
我们上周看到在基督里他已经应许我们有了这样的凭证。
He has handed us the down payment and said, here, this is the guarantee of your inheritance.
他给了我们这样的凭据，说这就是你们得基业的应许。
You don't have to keep wondering, is the inheritance real?
你不需要再去怀疑这样的基业是否是真实的。
So that is part of what will give us strength day by day.
所以这就能够在我们每天的生活中给我们力量。
Because I have this inheritance.
因为我有这样的基业。
And then the third one that I think is the greatest.
第三点我认为是最好最大的。
What is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe?
那就是他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
He says, if you could understand,
他说如果你能够明白
What is the immeasurable greatness of his power?
你能明白他的能力是何等的浩大
Would that change how you look at today?
这是不是会改变你如何看待你的今日呢
Now let me ask you, because we're really good at just sitting and listening, so am I.
所以我不想大家就坐在这儿听我让
So time for a class response.
所以要有快问快答环节
How many of you actually believe that his power...is available to you since you're a believer.
有多少人认为神的能力在你做信徒的时候是可以被你来使用的？
Do you actually believe that's true?
你是这么认为的吗？
Most of you, some of you are kind of hesitant to say.
大多数人是，有些人可能还是有点犹豫。
You're afraid I'm going to ask you to do something to prove it, right?
你是不是怀疑说我可能会让你做点什么神迹，然后来证明呢？
His power is available to us.
我们是能够得能够看到他的能力的。
And he says it's immeasurable power.
这里也说到他的能力是何等的浩大。
Now here is the thing. This week I was reading the Gospel of Mark.
这一周我在读马可福音。
Jesus feeds 5,000 people.
主耶稣喂饱了5,000人。
A few weeks later,
然后几周之后
He is teaching. There are 4,000.
然后他又在宣道，当时有4,000人。
And the disciples come to Jesus and say,
然后门徒就来到耶稣面前说
Jesus, what are we going to do?
说主耶稣啊，我们该怎么办？
Look at all these people, there's 4,000 men out there.
你看这有4,000多人呢。
And I was reading this again this week.
然后我这个星期再重新读这一部分。
And I noticed something that I had forgotten before.
然后我就意识到有一点我已经好像忘记了。
There were 5,000 men plus women and children.
之前有5,000人还不包括女人和孩子。
And he had, it said, 5 loaves of bread.
然后他只有5个饼。
2 small fish.
两条小鱼。
This time it says,
然后这次呢,
he had, I forget, but it was more loaves of bread and more fish and a smaller crowd.
这次呢,这个人数少了,但是他能分的饼和鱼却比之前多。
Now it seems to me they ought to say, okay, we have more bread.
然后对我来说,他们好像应该说,哎,我们的饼更多了。
More fish.
鱼也更多了。
And a smaller crowd. This one will be easy.
人好像少了,这应该很容易吧。
But instead they say,
但是他们却说什么呢?
What are we going to do?
说我们该怎么办啊?
And I read that and I want to shake them.
我读到这里的时候我真想来抓住他们摇一摇。
Did you already forget?
你难道已经忘了吗?
But how many times
但是,
does God show his power to help us?
有多少次神彰显他的能力来帮助我们?
And the next time we face a problem,
当我们下一次再遇到问题的时候,
we say, I'm not worried at all.
我们说, 哎呀, 我一点都不担心。
Because God did this before, I know he'll do it again.
因为神之前这样行了,我知道他会再做一次的。
Right?
是这样吗?
No, we don't.
不是的,我们不是这样。
I don't.
至少我不是。
I say, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
我会说怎么办呀？怎么办呀？
Because I've already forgotten what he did before.
因为我已经忘了他之前所做的。
Ephesians is such a practical book. A very practical book.
以弗所书是一本很实际的书。
Sorry, I forget. I get out in front. Because Paul says,
因为保罗说
I am praying that you will know the immeasurable power.
说他祷告说我希望你们能够看到他的能力是何等浩大。
And that will change how you look at the day-to-day challenges of your life.
因为这会改变你们看每一天这些挑战的方式和方法。
Now, he says it is immeasurable.
然后保罗这里用的是
And I like what Paul does here.
不可测量的。
I like how Paul does this. He says, we can't measure it.
我很喜欢保罗这么说，因为这个能力真的是无法测量的。
And then he says, but let me try to show you a little bit of what it is.
但保罗接下来说，让我来让你们看一下这个能力到底有多厉害。
How great this power is.
这个能力到底有多么的大。
And so in verse 20, he tells us how great the power is.
所以在第二十节，他告诉我们这能力有多么大。
That he worked in Christ.When he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places.
这能力就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Paul says to the Christians in Ephesus,
保罗对于弗所的基督徒说,
In the pressure of living in your world,
在你们现今生活的压力当中,
I want you to know how powerful God's power is that's available to you.
我想让你们看到神的能力是何等的浩大，而且这能力也是向你们所显的。
And he says to us,
他也对我们说,
I want you to know living in your world how great is God's power that's available to us.
在你们的时代世界中，我也想让你们看到神的能力是何等的浩大。
There is a story about a woodpecker.
有一个关于这个啄木鸟的这个故事。
And he was pecking on the tree.
然后他就在这个树上叮啊叮。
And all of a sudden, lightning hit the tree and it just exploded in half.
然后突然有一个闪电击中了这棵树，树就劈成了两半。
And the woodpecker looked and said, Wow, I did that?
然后这个啄木鸟就看着树说，啊，是我干的吗？
Well, Paul says,
然后保罗说，
I want you to see how powerful God is.
我想让你看到神的能力是何等的浩大。
This is the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
这能力就是使基督从死里复活。
And took him back to heaven.
将他重新带到天上。
Now think about it.
所以你们来想一想。
This past week,
在过去的一周,
I won't ask you to raise hands on this one.
我不会让你们来举手啊。
But inside, raise your hand inside.
在你心里默默地举手。
How many of you this week really had some difficult challenges that kind of discouraged you?
你们多少人这周有经历一些挑战或者困难让你觉得灰心丧气的？
Now, however many of you raised your hand inside,
不管有多少人在你们心里默默地举了手。
How many of those challenges were more difficult than raising a dead body back to life?
你们所经历的这些困难和挑战，有多少是难过让人从死里复活的？
If your challenges were bigger than that,
如果你面临的挑战比这个要大的话，
then maybe you're just going to have to stay discouraged.
你或许就一直灰心着吧。
But if your challenge was any smaller than raising a dead person back to life,
但是如果你所面临的挑战要比使死人复活要小的话，
Paul says,
保罗说，
no problem.
没关系的。
He's already done this one.
神已经这样做了。
So he can handle everything else.
所以神也能照顾所有其他的。
This is how much power we have.
这就是我们所有的能力。
Now, here is my question for you.
所以我问大家。
I ask you this on the question number five.
在第五个问题中我问到。
How does the resurrection and ascension demonstrate the immeasurable greatness of God's power?
耶稣的复活和升天如何彰显了神的能力是何等浩大？
And this morning I want to ask you this.
今天早上我想要问大家。
Do you know Christians who live as if they believe that that power belongs to us?
你认不认识或者知不知道有基督徒他们所过的生活就好像他们真相信神有这样的大能大力。
Or maybe I should ask it differently.
或者换一种方法来说。
Because I really don't want you looking at your neighbor.
我不想让你看我好像看你的邻居。
So let me ask it differently. Look in the mirror.
所以我想啊，你们看着，就像看着镜子里的自己。
Do I live?
问我是不是
？As if I believe.
活出来了。
That I possess this power.
我拥有这能力的这个样子呢
？What would it look like if we did?
如果我们活出来了，会是什么样呢？
How would your life look differently?
你的生活会有什么不同吗？
If you believed in that immeasurable greatness of His power was available to you.
如果你真的相信他那浩大的能力对你是你是可以看到可以使用的，你会有什么不同吗？
You'd have a lot less anxiety and depression, wouldn't you?
你不会有那么多的纠结、挣扎、压力、抑郁。
He's going to finish out the class with a list. No complaining.
也不抱怨。
No bitterness.
没有苦毒。
You know, why do we get bitter?
你为什么会有苦毒呢？
Someone has done something wrong to us.
因为有人错怪我们。
We can't even the score. We can't even get even the score.
我们没有办法有这个公平的待遇。
And it makes us angry and bitter and frustrated.
然后就会让我们很生气、很纠结、很挣扎。
But you know what?
但你知道吗？
If I have the immeasurable greatness of His power working in me,
我如果真的有他这浩大的能力在我身上做工，
it really shouldn't matter to me whether or not I get even or not.
我是不是对公被公平对待，好像就。不应该那么重要了。
Because he's already giving me a whole lot more than I deserve.
因为他给我的远远超过我所当得、所应得的。
He's already giving me a whole lot better than what I ought to have.
他所给我的远胜过我所配得的。
And so it puts everything else in a different perspective.
所以我看待其他事情的角度也都不一样了。
Anything else that would change in your life if you lived as if you believed?That you personally have this immeasurable greatness of His power.
如果你真的自己能够有他这样子浩大的能力在你生活中的话，你的生活还会有怎样的改变呢？
Sounds like when we're waiting for the PowerPoint.
感觉好像大家都在等着这个幻灯片一样。
Silence.Okay, we'll move on. I told you I'm not going to answer all the questions. I'll answer some and I'm leaving some of them for you.
我说了我不会讲完所有的问题，我有一些是要留给你们思考的。
But I want to encourage you this week to think about this.
但是我这一周想要鼓励大家来想一想。
If I get up every morning,
如果我每天早上醒来
and before I start the day,
在开始一天的工作之前
I think, I have available to me,
我想我所有的是什么？
This future hope,
是对未来的希望指望。
This inheritance,
是这丰盛的基业。
And the power that raised Jesus from the dead,
是把耶稣从死里使耶稣从死里复活的大能。
If I can remember that through the day,
如果我一天中都能时刻记着这些的话，
it really ought to change how I look at daily life.
那真的是应该可以改变我对待每天生活的方式。
It ought to give me a kind of peace.
它应该给我一种内心的平静。
A kind of confidence.
信心。
Let me look at one other question from this list that I really wanted to focus on today.
让我再来和大家分享一个我今天很想要讲的一个问题。
And that is question four.
那就是第四个问题。
He is praying that they will know God.
保罗在这里祷告说他们能够真知道他。
That the Spirit will reveal God to them.
就圣灵将他启示给他们。
So what does it mean to know God?
所以知道神是什么意思呢？
What did you think as you worked on this, read this?
当你写这个作业的时候，你是怎么想的呢？
Relationship.
和神有关系。
Knowledge in the New Testament. Well, actually, knowledge all the way through the Bible.
事实上，知识、知道这个词在整本圣经当中
is more than Wikipedia.
所包含的意思不只是这个维基百科所说的。
You know, if you don't know anything about something, you can check on Wikipedia and you can get some mental knowledge.
因为当你不知道一个事情的时候，你都可以去维基百科去查一些，你会知道一些知识。
But you don't really know it.
但那只是知识，但你不是真的了解或者认识。
He is talking here much, much more than simply a mental knowledge of God.
这里所说到的这个知识并不只是简单的头脑里的知识和认识。
It's relationship, it's experience.
是关系，是经验，是经历。
Why is that so important to us?
这个对我们为什么这么重要呢？
Elder...Pang and I were talking this morning earlier, Elder Pang.
庞长老今天早上我们俩在聊这个事情。
About our youth.
我们在聊关于我们的青少年。
You know, it's possible for our children, our young people, our youth, to learn a lot of facts about Jesus and about God.
因为我们的这个青少年，他们很容易就了解到或者知道很多关于神的知识或者事实。
But to learn all those facts does not mean they know him.
但是只知道这些事实并不表示他们真的认识神。
Somehow there has to be a relationship with him.
他们必须要和神建立一种关系。
They have to do more than just know about him. They have to know him.
他们不只是要知道或者听说他，而是要真的认识他。
And Paul prays that they will know God.
所以保罗这里祷告说让他们能真知道他。
That they will know this hope to which he's called you. They will know their inheritance. They will know their power.
所以他们会知道这样的盼望、指望，知道他们的基业何等丰盛，知道他的能力何等浩大。
How do we get that knowledge?
我们如何知道呢？
I think Paul tells us two things.
我想保罗告诉我们两件事情。
I've already given you one of them in verse 18. How's the first way we're going to know him?
第十八节中我已经告诉大家了第一点。我们能够知道的第一点是什么呢？
Enlighten.
就是圣灵
的光照。The Spirit is going to enlighten us.
就圣灵会光照我们。
There's a second thing.
第二点。
And he doesn't say this directly, but I think he implies it.
他没有直接说，但他有这个含义在里面。
Verse 20.
在第二十节。
Is about the historical facts of Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension.
第二十节是关于耶稣死里复活升天的这个历史事实。
And those facts we learn by reading and study.
我们通过读、通过学习所得到的这些事实。
I think Paul tells us we must have our minds enlightened by the Spirit.
我想保罗告诉我们，首先我们要被圣灵光照。
And then secondly, he shows us we must use our mind to study God's word and learn the truths of scripture.
第二点，他告诉我们，我们必须用自己的头脑来学习神的话，学习神的真理。
In the fall, I usually teach at a school in Nigeria.
我通常在秋季学习的时候会在尼日利亚一个学校里教书。
And it's a graduate school.
那是一个研究所。
But most of the students come out of a background that believes that everything spiritual will be only taught through the Holy Spirit.
然后他那个研究所的学生，他们通常来自这样的一个背景，那就是他们认为所有属灵的事情只有靠着圣灵的启示才能学会。
Some of them believe this so much that they won't read any books about the Bible. They won't study because, no, the Holy Spirit will teach me.
他们很多人认为说我不需要去读什么解经书、属灵的书籍，因为圣灵都会告诉我的。
And one day in frustration, I said, well, that may be true, but I don't think he's going to pass the final exam for you.
然后有一天我实在是不知道该怎么跟他解释，我就说你们这么说或许是对的，但是神不会替你去参加期末考试的。
So when I come back next year, you'll be in this class again.
然后你期末考不过，明年我再来教的时候，你还会来补修这门课。
And we'll talk about this same topic again.
然后我们还会再讲同样的这些话题。
And eventually you're going to decide it takes more than just the Holy Spirit telling me.
所以你最后会意识到，这不只是要靠圣灵的光照。
But you see, I think Paul says to us,
我想保罗在这里对我们说
I must study God's word. I must dig into God's word.
我必须要学习要研读神的话。
But all the time I'm doing that, I'm saying, God, please open my eyes, enlighten my eyes.
但是当我学的过程中，我要对神说，神啊，求你开我的眼睛，你光照我。
And so he prays, I want your life to be transformed.
所以他祷告说，我希望你们的生命能够被改变。
By this experiential knowledge of God.
被这种你亲身经历的神的这种能力所改变。
In a practical sense, this is what I think that means.
在这个应用的更实际的层面，我想它意味着。
Every day.
每一天。
I must read and hear and study.
我必须要读神的话。
Not because, oh, God is waiting to say, if you miss a day of devotions, I'm going to hit you in the head and you're not a Christian anymore.
不是说你有一天没有灵修读经，神就会打你脑袋说啊，你今天没有灵修，你再也不是基督徒了。
No.
不是的。
Because I need this.
而是我需要这个时间。
Today, I'm going to face challenges and I need to know what this says about those challenges.
因为我今天会面临挑战，我要知道神的话是如何说我所将面临的这些挑战。
And I'm not going to have the answers.
因为我自己是没有答案的。
And so every day I need to spend the time to dig into His Word.
所以我每一天都要去深深的来研读神的话。
Wednesday morning, I taught at a school in Ohio.
星期天啊，不是星期三早上，我在俄亥俄的一个学校里面教这门课。
And at break, this a man, one of the teachers came to me. He's crying and he says, I have a problem. I need help.
然后在这个课间休息的时候，一个老师就来到我面前，然后哭着对我说，我遇到一个问题，我需要帮助。
And as he starts to tell me his problem, I think, I don't have any answers. I can't solve this.
然后他在跟我讲这个问题的时候，我就意识到啊，我也不知道该怎么解决，我没有一个答案。
We need God's word because we will face challenges we don't have answers for.
我们需要神的话，是因为我们会面对一些问题，而我们压根没有问题的答案。
But Paul says, as we study His word day by day,
但保罗说，在我们每一天研读他的话语的时候，
then we pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will enlighten us.
我们祷告神的圣灵会开我们的眼睛，给我们启示。
Now, let me wrap up with so what.What are you supposed to do this week as a result?
然后我最后的时候来看一下我们这一周要怎么做，那该怎么办呢？
I read a few years ago about an old lady.
我读过几年前读过一本书，是关于一个年老的一个女士。
Who died of starvation. She starved to death.
然后她最后是因饥饿而亡。
But when they went through her house,
但是他们在她家里最后收拾的时候，
She had stock certificates that she had bought back in the 40s and 50s. She was a millionaire.
在发现在四五十年代的时候，她其实是一个富豪，很有钱。
And she starved to death.
然后她有这个股票的这些记录，但她还是饿死了。
There are Christians.
我有很多基督徒。
Who have the hope.
他们有这样的盼望。
The inheritance.
有这样的基业。
The power.
有这样的能力。
And they are living weak lives.
他们却依旧过着软弱的生活。
This week,
这个星期
try to think about that hope, that inheritance, that power.
试着来思想这个指望这个基业这个能力。
And say, God,
然后说
I want to live in that power.
说神啊，我想要活在这样的能力当中。
I want that to affect my life day by day.
我想要它每天的影响我的生活。
Now, we're done for today.
好，我们结束今天的课程。
Elder Yang has a lesson for next week.
啊，杨长老准备了这个下周的。
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
材料是啊，第二章第一到第十节。
I want to ask you to do the same way.
我想让大家还按照这个方法来。
That is, if you did it this week. If you didn't do it, I don't want you to do it the same way.
就是按照，如果你这周做了作业的话，还按照这周的方法来；如果没做的话，还是要做作业的。
But you have seen how we're going to be doing the class for the next few months.
但你看到接下来的几周，几个月，我们就会像这样子一样进行我们的课程。
If you can come with those prepared beforehand.
如果你能够提前预备好然后来上课的话
then we'll be able to develop and discuss
我们就能够有更多的讨论
this week is a wonderful, wonderful lesson
这一周的这个课程非常的美好
about the change that happens in our life by grace through faith
因为它讲到的是通过信心所能给我们生活带来的改变
and so I hope you will read it and be encouraged as you read
所以我希望你们会读而且读的时候会受到鼓励
Make sure you get a copy from Elder Yang before you leave
所以大家在离开之前记得去找杨长老拿一下作业
Let's pray
让我们来祷告
Dear God, thank you for the power that is available to us
主啊我们感谢你向我们所显现的能力
Thank you for the wonderful hope that you have promised us
我们感谢你所应许的指望
Would you help us to live as if we really believe that?
主啊帮助我们让我们活出我们真相信的样子
To live in the confidence of that hope
让我们活出对这指望的信心
I pray in Jesus' name
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen, Amen.